don't want to go back. But if you're a soldier, you're called to do that. You serve and you do what you would. And so keep our servicemen, too, and women in prayer. Keep them in prayer. And pray that God would use the time wherever they are to maybe bring them to himself, if he so chooses to do. Genesis 15, verse 1. Look at what the Lord says to Abraham here. And think of this. As I said, this is after he's been in battle. After these things, verse 1, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, here, fear not. Fear not. This is what God says to the sinner in Christ. Fear not. He says to Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. So the battle is scarcely over, and our Lord visits Abraham, his faithful servant, with these words of comfort and mercy. Comfort and mercy. He says, fear not. Why? Because I am your shield. I am your shield. And you know how folks, and I was doing this in religion, you know how everybody talks about rewards and crowns and all that? Christ is the believer's exceeding reward. He's the believer's exceeding reward. He gets all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. So these are also words of assurance to Abraham that all his foes were mere chaff before Christ, who is his shield, before the Lord, who is his shield. Whoever would come against him, they're mere chaff. God is his shield. And believer, if you're in Christ, God is your shield. This is my hope. God's my shield. He's my protector. He's my protector. He's everything to me. And where am I safe? And where is the believer safe? If you believe, where are you safe? Only in Christ. Only behind him is our shield. See, when we get in trouble is when we trust in ourselves and in our own doing. I know that's when I get in trouble. When I get my eyes off the Lord, oh, I'm in a mess. I'm in a mess. But remember the traveler that we looked at in Isaiah, who when that sandstorm came upon him, and he looked and he saw that rock, right? And he found refuge in that behind that rock. So is Christ our shield. He's our refuge. He's our hiding place. Now Abraham finds shelter in Christ and him alone. Abraham in warring, he probably had a shield with him. Every soldier then carried, not everyone, but most of them carried a sword and a shield or a spear and a shield. It was a lot different than the warfare we have now. So he would know what the Lord meant by this metaphor. And think of this, believer, think of this. We're assaulted from all sides here on earth, aren't we? We have the constant assault of different things occurring. We have assaults from the world. We have assaults from the devil. And then we have assaults from our own flesh. Right? I think it was Spurgeon who said, "The worst enemy I have is myself." So we're assaulted from all different places. And we live in this world, and we do. We go through trials, we go through tribulations. Every day we battle. Every single day. But what is the believer's rest, and what is the believer's repose? Where do we find comfort and strength in times of trouble? Only in Christ. Only in him. He's a shield from trials and temptations and different things that we go through. He's a shield that we hide behind. We're in him. And we're going to look at it later, but think of all that, of those assaults, and they hit him. They come upon him. He's our shield. He's our defense. He's our hope. Does a believer have hope in himself? At one time he did, right? I remember when I had hope in myself and thinking I could do things, but not now. My hope is Christ. He's hope, and he's the only place that we can find comfort, and we can find rest. And the word repose is often used by old preachers. I love it. It means to sit, like you guys are reposing right now in church. It just means to sit at rest. We're to repose in Christ. He's our shield. He's our shield. He's our defense. Our text again says, "Fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." And we all know what a shield is, but let's look at it. What is a shield? A shield is armor made for defense. It's made normally for defense. Sometimes it's used in an offensive way to push an opponent back, but it's mostly a defensive piece of armor. It usually has one or two straps where the wearer puts his arm through, and it is used to deflect or absorb the blows from an enemy. It's used to deflect or absorb the blows from an enemy's weapon. Whether the attack be a sword or a spear or any other weapon, the broad surface of the shield, right? The broad surface of the shield intervenes between the one holding it and the attack. And think of this, as we pilgrimage through this world, beloved, we encounter many battlefields, right? Many battles, many different things. But Christ is the believer's shield. He is the believer's shield. Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 10. Every foe, every enemy which shoots arrows at us, they fall harmless as straw. They fall harmless as straw. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather, fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul, or soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows," think of the sparrows that fly around. That's the thing I love here too, lots of songbirds flying around, right? Think of those songbirds as they're flying around, and they land in a tree near you, and you look out your window and you see them. "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered." God knows his people so intimately. The very hairs of your head are numbered. And he takes care of that little sparrow that you see in the tree. He doesn't work. That little sparrow doesn't work. He doesn't toil. He doesn't. And the Lord takes care of him and feeds him. Are we not of more value to the Father than that sparrow? Absolutely. Absolutely. "Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Verse 31. And think of this too in our text. It says, "After these things the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision." Now the word of the Lord, the word Lord there, I did a study on the Shepherd's Psalm, and I hope to do it maybe down the road too, redo it. But as I was studying for that series, the word Lord here is the self-existent one. The self-existent one. He exists and needs none of us. He's self-existent. He's perfect. But Scripture says here, "After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham." Now remember, the self-existent one, right? The self-existent one says to Abraham, "I am thy shield. God." God is the believer's shield. So whatever comes against us, he'll protect us. Think of the things we've went through. And we go through trials and tribulations, don't we? But the Lord always takes us through them. And they're never easy. No one wants to go through trials and tribulations. No one wants to have people say things or do things. But Christ is our shield. He's our protector. He's our protector. The sovereign, almighty, majestic God of the universe is the believer's shield. The one who holds everything together, gives us the very breath that we breathe, has all things worked for His good and His glory, is the believer's shield. Oh, that I could live in that all the time. Oh, Lord, help my unbelief. Oh. And He says to Abraham, and us too, fear not. Fear not. He calls His sheep. He knows them by name, right? To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. He goes before us. He's our protector. Think of this, you who are redeemed by Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ stands between, remember the shield being between the blow? Jesus Christ stands between the justly offended majesty of God and the sinner. And He presents Himself to receive blow after blow after blow from the justice of God in the sinner's room instead. What a picture. And He does it willingly to redeem His people from their sins. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The justice of God falls upon Him in the room instead of His people. He's the elect of God's shield. And think of this. It pleased the Father to bruise Him in our room instead. Because His justice has to be satisfied, right? It must be. And there's Christ, dying in the room instead of sinners. Jehovah wakes His sword. It falls upon His fellow, the Lord Jesus Christ. All the fury and wrath of justice of God falls upon Christ. And He bears it all as the sinner's substitute. He bears it all. Thus the believer meets God's wrath in Christ and lives. And lives. Is Christ your shield? Oh, that He grant you faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that God would make it so today. There is no shadow of safety but in Christ. Turn with me, if you would, to Romans chapter 5. One does not have a shield if we're not in Christ. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. I like these imperatives. These statements that we have these things. It's not a question. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Verse 1. How? Through Jesus, through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, justified by faith. And what's the result of that? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's nowhere else. It's nowhere else. When the justice of God strikes that shield, which is Christ, he bears it all. He takes the full brunt of it in our place. It's marvelous. It's marvelous. Nowhere else, in no other religion, in no other, in all other religions, you have got to do something. But in what we preach, Christ did it all. He did it all. Deuteronomy says this, Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine, and his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord? Deuteronomy 33, verses 28 and 29. The shield of thy help. He's the shield of our help. And who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. What marvelous scripture. People saved by the Lord. Deuteronomy 33, 28 and 29. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee? O people saved by the Lord. Saved by him. Not saved by our doings, right? Saved by him. Saved by him. Nothing in us that we deserved, did they? Nothing. Saved by him. God's elect people are a people saved by the Lord, and they're behind him, and he is their shield. He is their shield. He is called in that text in Deuteronomy 33:29, the shield of thy help. The shield of thy help. And think of this, he is the only shield that can defend us. Hey. He's the only shield that can defend us. And the Lord, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. 2 Samuel 22, verses 2 and 3. To the believer, God is my rock. In him will I trust. The horn of my salvation. My high tower. He's my refuge. Maybe I hope down the road we'll look at the cities of refuge and how he's our refuge. He's our refuge. My Savior, which implies that we needed to be rescued. Thou savest me from violence. Oh, when we meditate on God in Christ as the rock, as our fortress, as our deliverer, as our shield, as our refuge, it fills our hearts with praise. He's our salvation. The believer doesn't want to go anywhere else. He just wants to rest and repose in Christ. He's been bought to the end of ourselves, haven't we? We who believe. We've been bought to the end of ourselves. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm chapter 5. And also put your finger in Psalm chapter 3. And let us be quick to remind ourselves through trials and temptations that he is our shield. And may it bring us great comfort. Psalm chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Oh, beloved, rejoice. Rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Remember, the self-existent one. God Almighty defends his people. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield. And that's like a shield thrown round about or before one in the day of battle to protect him. So thou wilt protect, the Lord will protect the righteous, his people, people who are made righteous. Psalm 3, verse 3 says this, just a couple pages over. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Remember the shield, right? He stands between the blows of the enemy. He's our shield. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Psalm 33:20. Think of this. How many times in times of danger has the Lord protected us? I know every one of us here who believe we can look back in our lives and go, wow, I shouldn't be alive. There's several occasions for me pre-grace where I shouldn't be alive. But God is a shield of his people even before we're saved, even before we know him. He protects us. He's our shield, our defender. Whatever need comes up, I need to constantly remind myself, Wayne, just wait on the Lord. Just wait on the Lord. He's my defender. He's my shield. Is it not so with you? We just have to remember. And what does he do? He gives us the grace to endure whatever trial comes along, doesn't he? He always does. He always does. And believers cry, oh Lord, teach me to wait upon you and help my unbelief. Oh. Psalm 59:11 says, slay not them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. This was a constant vein through David's Psalms. He knew what he was a man of war. He knew what a shield was and how important it was. And he constantly says, O Lord, you're my shield, our shield. God is the protector and defender of his people and the scatterer of their enemies. He takes care of his people. I remember Brother Donnie Bell saying, the Lord always takes care of his people all the time. All the time. Behold, O God, our shield, Psalm 84:9. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Here we see an address to God in the name of Christ. Psalm 84, verse 9. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Here we see an address to God in the name of Christ by the church of the Old Testament saints. And oh, that we would be given grace to exclaim this too. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. God the Father says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," speaking of Jesus Christ our Lord. And we could cry back to him with this scripture, "Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed." Our shield, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom God the Father was well pleased, in whom we are safe and protected in. Safe behind the shield. Christ, the believer is safe. Psalm 89, turn with me if you would there. Psalm 89, verse 18. This will be the last text we look at. The same Hebrew word used for shield in our text in Genesis 15 is here translated defense. Psalm 89, verse 18. "For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King." Our King is our defense. He's our defense. He's our defense from enemies that encompass us all around about. He's a wall of fire to protect his people. He's as a mountain before their enemies. He's a stronghold or a garrison unto salvation. He's the believer's shield. He's the believer's shield. And he is our righteousness, isn't he? He is our righteousness. We're clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And salvation for sinners is only found in him. Nowhere else. Oh, may we rejoice this week that Christ is our shield. He's our shield.